Happy Thursday, my friends. This is a surprise mini episode as part of a fun series we do occasionally, where I introduce you to other wonderful podcasts that might bless and benefit your life. These shows are all produced by or part of the podcast network that I am a part of, Cloud 10 Media. It has been so rewarding for me to collaborate with other podcasters who are working hard to get their important messages out into the world. The show I'm featuring today is called Fertility Chick. This week is National Infertility Awareness Week, so it is the perfect time to introduce you to this fantastic resource hosted by Abby Feeder. Abby and her husband battled infertility for 6 long, awful, torturous years. Once she emerged on the other side of her struggle, miracle twins in her arms, Abby founded InCircle Fertility. She is a certified life and mindset coach who helps women through their infertility, from relationships to medical management. On the podcast, Abby holds the hearts and hands of women and couples struggling to build their families. She created Fertility Chick to share not only the stories we all need to hear about paths to family building, but to learn about all that we do as moms, women, and entrepreneurs while juggling and advancing fertility treatment. The Fertility Chick is for anyone who loves someone who struggled with family building. That's you. Or someone who has struggled with loss or grief. That's also you. We talk about ways to show up for our loved ones, the importance of community, and what it feels like to yearn to be a parent. In this episode, Abby says she's joined by, quote, the one and only Isaac Feeder, my best friend, husband, father of my children, and my better half, end quote. Isaac speaks about the man's side of IVF and shares about their intimate struggles as a couple experiencing infertility. Here's a clip from that episode, and if you want to listen to the entire thing, we will include a link in the show notes. Here we go.
Hi, Abby. It's good to see you on this.
Isaac, is it Feeder or Feeder? Just kidding.
Yeah, it's Feeder. It's Feeder. Yeah,
it
rhymes with Feeder.
How are you today?
I'm good. I'm so excited to be here. I love talking with you, especially about fertility and infertility.
And you got a great haircut.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So yeah, here we are. My hubs, Isaac Feeder, father of my children. Definitely sure of that. Because for a while, you don't know.
You were teasing me about what my father said last night. Okay, you were showing me pictures of Malachi and being like, this is not your kid, you know?
That's true. Well, I was just saying he looks like me because everyone says he looks like you. So Isaac and I have been married 12 and a half years.
Since October 10th, 2010.
10-10-10 is our anniversary. You can never forget it. So convenient. 12 and a half years in, 2 children, half of our marriage, 6 years was spent trying to have a family.
That's correct.
It was crazy because actually before the 12-year mark, it was more than half of our marriage, right?
Right?
It was like at the time we'd been married 2 years when we started trying, we didn't have babies till 8 years in. So that had been 75% of our marriage. I'm no mathematician, but I think that's right.
And I think it's accurate to say now that it's been half our marriage, it's still our defining struggle of our marriage was trying to have a family together.
And I think we've been to therapy together. We were in therapy together before we got married and partly during this journey. And there are things we fought about in therapy that I think are just exacerbated when something like infertility hits you. So it's not necessarily like new issues, but it's like every single small issue gets put under a microscope because A, you are spending so much time, money, and emotion to procreate with this person. So maybe you're questioning, like, are we even doing the right thing?
Is the juice worth the squeeze?
Is the juice going to be worth the squeeze? Exactly. And it's just a constant, you know, sometimes when you have a fight with your spouse, it's only brought on when something comes up. But when you're dealing with infertility every day, something's always coming up, right? It's always there, just like lingering. So I feel like we may not fight about infertility now, but it brought us to the depth of, I think, any of the worst stuff we went through.
There's another element to where it's choose your own adventure. And when it's really not clear what the right decision should be, because there is not a roadmap when you're going through this in the same way that we've been able to at least have roadmap or guideposts for other things, it leads to lots of argument. I love you a lot and you know that, and I love being married to you and I think we're a good team, but like I'm not shy when it comes to arguing with each other about things that are really important.
That's right. Which I don't think is bad necessarily.
We've even talked about it because we know other couples who don't fight at all, and that's a sign of success for them. And I think that you and I both feel that part of our arguments have been are good for our relationship. They're not destructive.
Right. I think for us, we're passionate people in general, so we fight with passion too. Like your grandma always used to say, fight nice. Mm-hmm. And we do. We try. In terms of there being no roadmap for infertility, can you just talk more about what that felt like, feels like, and how it contributed to our journey?
Yeah. What we know for sure is we had undiagnosed infertility without a reason or a cause. It was, I mean, not to bring it up here, yeah, but it wasn't sperm count issues. It wasn't egg quality issues. It wasn't some of the other things that can be diagnosed. We don't know why. This ain't working.
Unexplained.
At some point, we're probably going to recommend you call it. But in the meantime, so long as you have the means and the time, let's keep going until this works. But we were not getting pregnant through natural means. We were not getting pregnant. We did 4 IUIs, even, and I would argue that the 4th is probably one that you and I regret because we should have just graduated at that point. And then you tell me how many IVFs we did, Abby. 8?
4 retrievals, yeah. So, transfers.
Mean, at any point after one of those failed IVFs, it would have been understandable to stop doing it that way. And we did not, because those were still our best chances per our medical advisors, per our wonderful doctors, to become parents was to proceed with IVF and medically. But at any point we could have stopped because there's no roadmap. It wasn't like, well, on the next one, it's definitely going to work. That's never the case. I mean, what is it, Abby? Is it always, are you 40% successful? What's the success rate right now?
It depends on age and what else is going on. But yeah, like your best chance.
Your best chance is not even 50-50.
Oof, I feel that clip in my heart and soul because my 2 kids came to us after years of infertility, Noah through adoption and Sally through IVF. So many thanks to Abby and Isaac for sharing their hearts with us. And if you want to hear the rest of their conversation, we will link directly to this episode in our show notes. And be sure to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode of Fertility Chick, including an upcoming episode where I will be the featured guest talking about my fertility journey. So keep an eye out for that. And that's it for my podcast feature of the week. I love featuring another outstanding show from my podcast network every once in a while. Be well, my friends, and as always, I'm rooting for you.